Yeah, that's what I heard.
So we will call this meeting to order in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting has been noticed in the, has been posted in the municipal building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Can we start with a flag salute followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen overseas?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So our first order of business is approval of minutes from prior meetings. We'll start by considering the meeting of the regular meeting of April 5th, 2017, if everyone's had a chance to review. Unless there are any comments, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 5th, 2017.
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 And then there's the minutes of the executive session of April 5th, 2017. There's any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the executive meeting on April 5th, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 And then the minutes of the regular meeting of May 3rd, 2017.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of May 3rd, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And then the minutes of the executive session of May 3rd, 2017.
I'll also make a motion to approve the minutes of the executive session of May 3rd, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And finally, the minutes of the special and executive meetings of May 3rd, 2017.
I'll also make a motion to accept the minutes of the special and executive meetings of May 3rd, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 So then we'll open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only. If someone would like to make a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 At this time, if anyone would like to make a comment on the agenda items, they can come up to the microphone. Seeing no comments, is there a motion to close?
Make a motion to close the public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 So then, the next item, it's our pleasure to administer the oath of office to a new police officer in our department. Last meeting, we appointed Teresa De Silva to our force, and tonight, it's my pleasure to swear in. If you'd like to come up.
Solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the government established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully,
impartially and justly,
perform all the duties of police officer,
in the township of Lebanon, county of Hunterdon,
state of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability,
so help me God.
Congratulations.
Yes, please, yes.
How are you?
She deserves it. I had nothing to do with it. But congratulations. Hey, congratulations, Martin. Congratulations.
One copy for Teresa and one for me, please. Done deal. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, officer. Yep.
Balloons.
Cake at least.
So next we have another special event. We are going to recognize the Volunteer Appreciation Awards for the third annual litter cleanup. And I would note that during the month of April, nearly 300 community members fanned out across Lebanon Township, collecting 1,723.7 pounds of trash and recyclables from nearly 50 miles of road, streams, and other public areas. And tonight, specifically, we're acknowledging the members of the Wood Glen class who collected the record amounts of trash. I'd like to introduce Adam. Adam Duckworth is the chairman of our Environmental Open Space Commission to say a few words, and as well as, and I have this written down, sorry. As well as Deborah Smeda, who's a sixth grade science teacher who coordinated the effort through Wood Glen School. We have awards too.
We need a rehearsal dinner or something.
Yeah. So thank you all, and thanks for the kind words, Mike. The litter cleanup was a great success this year. We had over 300 residents. About a third of those were because of the great work of Deborah here organizing the students at Wood Glen School to really get out there and help us with that effort. We covered about 50 miles of roadways, and that 17... I didn't pay him to do that. That 1,700 pounds of garbage was really just from the Wood Glen students, so that doesn't even count a lot of the other residents that participated. So at Wood Glen, they recognized the top three students from 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade who collected the most trash. They all were required to weigh it, and we have three of those students here tonight who we'd like to recognize. So let me call up her fifth grade in second place, Pascalina DeAndrea. Come on up. And we'll ask you to stay up here.
Yes.
And first place for fifth grade with 98 pounds of litter collected, Gabriella Como.
Wow.
Gabriella actually collected the most of the entire school. So it was like she's a super grand prize winner.
And from seventh grade, second place, Patrick Pumpkin.
And this is the second year Patrick's here. Just wanted to mention, so he's a repeat. He's part of our alumni.
And we'll make sure we'll give you the rest of the certificates to give out to the children at school.
Yeah.
Also, for you, Deborah, we wanted to have a special thank you for you as well. You really help us, make this a success, and it keeps growing and getting better every year. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Quick picture.
Okay.
Right.
You
do? Come on in, guys.
Let's take a pyramid. Why don't you come in front? Why don't you see?
Perfect.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Thank you again. Very good.
So next on our agenda is consideration of Resolution 53, 2017.
Yeah, there you go, Mike.
Hello?
Whack it.
So Resolution 53, 2017, which is awarding a bid for accessory equipment for a fire department vehicle. Some time ago, we put out for bid a proposal for this project. We got a successful bidder that was deemed to have met all of the criteria based on the review of Chief James Crampton from the fire department. We have his letter and legal review. The bid was all intact. So the total amount of the vehicle modifications is $34,805. Is there any discussion on Resolution 53, 2017?
Could I just did you hear from the company on those two items?
Yes, we're going to get them to use as possible.
Okay. There's two items that are outstanding. It was the yeah, right. Business. There's two items. Can you approve it based or on the condition of receipt of those two items from the company, if you don't mind?
That should be exactly right.
Okay.
So so the motion would be to approve resolution, and I'm not making the motion, but the proposed motion would be to approve Resolution 2013, subject to receipt of
the maintenance bond.
Maintenance bond.
And it's a public workers contractor
business registration certificate.
Oh, that's what it, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
And roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Karen, I stand corrected. It's the Public Works Contractor Certificate.
Okay. Thank
yep.
you.
Okay. Let the motion be adjusted such. Okay, now moving on to old business. First item under old business is an update on the animal control.
Came up quick. Yeah, we're actually very close to you know, having this resolved. We have a couple more questions that I have to provide answers to in the executive session today, and then if everything goes right, we've got a resolution crafted, waiting, a template, and we can move forward from there.
There you go. Next old business item is noting that our tax assessor, Mary Mastro, is retiring at the end of this month. You may be aware that she very nicely gave us notice in January, and so we've been discussing a transition plan. Mary's been with us with the township for a little over 15 years, and May 31st will be her last day, and we want to thank her very much for her service during that time. A motion that might be considered... turns out the office colleagues would like to take her out for lunch on her last day, May 31st. And given how narrow our, you know, tight our staff is, they're asking if we would consider closing the municipal office from noon to 1:30 so that they could all go out for lunch. That would be considered. That would require a motion. If that would be considered.
That was from 12 to 1:30?
12 to 1:30 on May 31st.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah. I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Again, thanks to Mary. Next item on old business is the Verizon Wireless Selco Partnership resolution that we've been working on. Last meeting, I think we gave clear direction to Dick Cushing, and after discussion on some adjustments to the resolution that we received late this afternoon, so I think we're not looking to approve it today, but I think I thought we'd predict to walk through a few highlights of the resolution.
Yeah, if you have it in front of you, I can take you through. The goal here was to incorporate the suggestions that were made by the Township Committee at the last meeting, and we did a little bit of language cleanup to try to make it a little tighter, a little better worded, and so forth. So what I think the best thing for me to do is just go through it paragraph by paragraph and tell you what the changes are. I think that'll focus you in on it. So in the first whereas,
What we did is we added the word limited after, on the second line there where it says petition the Township of Lebanon to grant consent. The goal of adding that there was to say, look, we're consenting to these nine nodes that are going in here. But that's it for the time being. And this is sort of basically a test run to see how this works out and allow Verizon to sort of learn how to do this and to allow the township to allow to learn how it works and to try to discover any particular problems maybe that we haven't seen to date. So I just wanted to confirm, so there's no doubt about it later on, because you know that what we do for Verizon, as we talked about at the last meeting, we have to do for whatever other wireless carriers come in. So we certainly can live, I think, or think the township can live with the requirements that are set forth in this resolution in terms of a different carrier, but we didn't want to be a little bit too broad in the language that might come back to haunt us later on. So that was the purpose of that. The other thing we added was to clarify what's being installed. So we added the word small wireless nodes, wireless communication facilities. And then what we did is we defined, and that says as described in Exhibit A. Exhibit A is the description that Verizon has provided us with respect to where the facilities are to be located. So we defined that as facilities, meaning just what we're talking about and what Verizon has presented to us, nothing more, nothing less. So the next one has just a little grammatical change. We changed the word review to presented. Next one, we again clarified, we added a new whereas there, that the consent for the facilities to be installed is limited to the locations described on Exhibit A, but we also indicated Verizon Wireless may apply to locate additional wireless communications facility at any time. We're obliged to accommodate them, but by the same token, I think there's a recognition by most townships that as long as the aesthetics and the safety of these things can be worked out, ultimately it's to the benefit of the residents of the township to have better wireless communication. So that's the goal here. So we added to the next whereas an additional number six there, which is the last one, potential impacts on neighboring property owners. That was one of the things that the Township Committee was very concerned about, that to the extent that within the law and the practicalities of this, that you can protect the public, that's one of the goals for this particular resolution. The next whereas, there was basically language changes that didn't change any kind of the meaning. The next whereas, through the sharp eyes of Mike, we added the word the in there, which had been left out. And I want to say, by the way, Mike has done a terrific job eyeballing this stuff and improving it significantly. He thinks about it, and he's done a great job. He's been a big help. It certainly taught me a lot. The next whereas, we simply indicated that we're attaching the copy of the county's approval there. The next whereas, what we did there is there is kind of a technical thing, but I'm not sure whether there are these things called CLECs, and basically what I understand they are, they're facilities that have petitioned the BPU to have some of the authority that a public utility has. And by law, a public utility, something that's regulated by the BPU, has the right to put telephone poles into the public right-of-way. It's just an accommodation that's made so that the utilities can provide their services. There's some question as to whether CLECs are actually the equivalent of a public utility. So rather than debating the issue and trying to get into a lot of the weeds on that issue, I just said that as long as the SQE is regulated, I should think that should be SQC, is regulated by the New Jersey Board of Utilities, BPU, as a public utility or is otherwise authorized by the BPU to set poles in the public right-of-way. So that's the reason that particular language is in there. The next whereas was, it just limited it a little bit because we added the words, after the has determined that subject to the conditions and limitations set forth in this resolution, it is in the public interest to encourage prompt deployment. Again, we want to make sure that the language is consistent with what the township is trying to accomplish. Next whereas, same thing. And the next whereas, we made a change simply because we made facilities with a capital F a defined term. And so we used it to replace the language which is there, which is to make it more clear. Then under the actual operative part of the resolution, we indicated again here the township grants its limited consent to install the facilities. So they're only getting to install what they've agreed to. And the same thing in B. C1.
Maybe in B it's important to note you define node.
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely right. Thank you. And the what we did there is facilities includes all nine locations that they want to locate these facilities at. In order to be more clear, it was important to define node as an individual installation. And you'll see that as we go through there. And thank you, Mike, for pointing that out. So under C, okay, we tried to make it clear, and this is something that was discussed at the last meeting, which is there was some back and forth between us and Verizon over the issue of what the time periods when things would be completed. So Verizon is required to apply for zoning, construction, and engineering review if necessary within 1 year of the passage of this resolution. Then what we added is, and to complete all work within 18 months. The way it was originally worded is we had it, they had to apply within 1 year and complete it within 1 year. So that just simply didn't work. The next one is the one that we discussed last time, and I think this is probably the most difficult part to draft up here. Basically, this was the item dealing with the question of whether a property owner needs to be advised if there is a node to be installed in front of their house. So what we did here is sort of a hybrid of the process that exists under zoning. We don't consider this a land use provision. We consider it a police power regulation, since we're regulating what's going in property that we have control over. Okay. So what we're saying is, as a condition to installing the facilities, wireless shall make application to the zoning officer for a zoning permit for each node. Some of the debate people have had is, oh, I'm sorry, I think that was me. Some of the debate that has gone back and forth, not only among this body, but also among a lot of different townships and municipal lawyers and Verizon lawyers and so forth, is, well, is it regulated by what's a license, which is essentially what we're giving here, or is this process regulated as a land use process, where you go to the planning board and you have notice and all that kind of stuff? And the conclusion that this body reached was that it made sense to do it at the zoning officer level for practical reasons, because it can be done that way subject to the terms of this resolution. But what we needed to get is a notice to the property owners in some limited way that would alert the property owner on whose property or adjacent to whose property the node is actually going to be located. So if we followed the planning board routine, it would be much more complicated. Everybody within the 200 feet would have to get a notice. There's a whole lot of provisions in the municipal land use law about how you do that. So we wanted to simplify that quite a bit. So pursuant to what the township committee decided last time, we said any property owner on whose property or adjacent to whose property, or contiguous actually is the word that we worked out. So in other words, the property owner next to where the pole is going to be used or where the node is going to be installed would get notice, okay? And the township committee had a debate last time about, well, okay, what if it's right on the property line and it doesn't impact greatly the property owner whose land it's actually being placed on or near, but the next property owner down does have an impact on that. So what the township committee decided was, all right, let's say any property owner within a certain distance, and the thought was 50 feet was a reasonable distance because it would embrace that situation where the pole is right next to the neighbor and allow that neighbor to be brought in. And Mike pointed out something, the way I had it originally worded, you had rejected the idea that property owners across the street would get a copy. Mike pointed out that my original draft didn't have that in there, so we made it for any property owner on the same side of the street. So it's limited to those who would have the most immediate impact, so that we're not trying to burden Verizon in any kind of unreasonable way, but we're still trying to get our property owners some input. Now, the question is, how do you get this input, and how does that work? And that was a little bit of a challenge, and it took a little bit of thought on this thing, and we hope we've got it right here. So what we did is we said, look, when Verizon goes in for its permit application, it has to bring with it a copy of a notice that it has sent to the property owners who are required to get notice. And that notice has to contain information that about the whole background of the thing. In other words, I listed the information that has to be there, but it has to tell the property owner where the exact location. It has to tell the property owner what is going to happen in terms of what they're doing, and it has to provide a visual representation. And I said a basic visual representation. So you've gotten pictures here, and that would seem to be what would be appropriate under those circumstances, so that you know, Verizon doesn't have to go out and have a Picasso do a drawing of the thing. It just has to be some kind of way to describe it. Then the next step would be Verizon also in the notice has to alert the property owners of three dates that Verizon representative would be available for the landowner to pick, so that if the landowner wants to meet with Verizon on the site, there are those three sites, 3 days that the landowner can pick. And I said during regular business hours. Now, some people can say, hey, I work all day, I can't take off. And that's certainly a legitimate point, but there also has to be some, you know, limitation on how far we can go in that regard. Then the next step would be, if they can't agree, then within 90 days of the date of the notice, the zoning officer decides the question, yes, no. And if either side is dissatisfied, they can go up to the Board of Adjustment, and the Board of Adjustment can either decide it yes or no. If somebody doesn't like that, the next step is the Superior Court. So that, I think, is a process that is a reasonably fair process. We're going to maybe see how it works, and as it's applied, maybe we can make adjustments if need be. This is a resolution, so it's relatively easy to modify it if that needs to be done. The one thing we will have to do is modify the duties of the zoning officer to incorporate this. And what I was thinking we might want to do is say that the zoning officer also serves as the code enforcement officer. The only reason I want that is that I want his duties to be independent of strictly the land use role that he would have. And oftentimes, townships create the position of code enforcement officer. I don't think that Lebanon Township does that, but it's permitted, and it's a little broader in terms of what he's permitted to enforce. So this would get embraced within that. So that was the toughest one to go through, and that took the most amount of work. We added some language in 4, where it said, any cable or wiring attached to the utility pole shall be covered with an appropriate conduit. And I said, we added, and reasonably camouflaged so as to blend in with the surroundings. You don't want pink cables there in front of your house and so forth. We didn't do anything to 5, 6. That was just language issues. I added taxes in there to the list of things that they have to be responsible for. I'm not sure if that's necessary or not, but I thought it would be worthwhile. Seven, we simply took F. They had the word or resolution agreement. I just made it resolution. So for eight, which is the escrow account, so we broadened the language so that the escrow account can be used for more areas than simply what Verizon wanted it used for. And we may have some pushback on that, but we'll have to deal with that. The other thing that I added there, the other major thing, is since it's an escrow account, I referenced the escrow statute that's in the land use law simply as a mechanism for dealing with disputes if should they occur. Basically, the escrow law says that the professional, a lawyer, engineer, architect, whatever, has to charge the same rates to the applicant as he or she charges to the township. So it's preventing professionals from gouging. Not that the lawyers would ever do that, but anyway, those other professionals, you know. And it also provides a little mechanism if there's a dispute. Okay, so that I thought was fair to do. It's proper, and it gives a mechanism if there's a problem in any way. Let's see, the next one. Oh, yes, in number 10, II, originally it said it was the emergency or the repairs were supposed to be done within 10 days following Verizon's notification request in the repairs. We thought it should be the township's. In other words, Verizon may never give notice, so we wanted to make sure it's the township's notice in that regard. And same thing with III, which we made that consistent with the 10 days. And then we added a new one, which is Roman numeral four, which says the township reserves the right to review all substantial exterior alterations to the facilities that involve physical size, noise, location, aesthetics, and other nuisance impacts. So, again, in fairness to Verizon, if they put a new widget inside the equipment that makes it more efficient, I don't think it's really the township's role to get into the technical changes to the interior. I don't think the township really has an input in that. It's the aesthetics, how these things look, and the safety aspects of these things. So that was created that way. Same thing with five. We added the word exterior design. 11 just talks about cooperating with the right-of-way owner, whether it's the township or a third party, to make sure that brush clearing around the cabinets is done. I added this in, any brush suppression shall be done in a way that is environmentally responsible, which it seemed like the right thing to do. The next ones are next for 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. They're largely language issues. The indemnification clause, we made it, and I'm sorry to bore you with this, but we spend a lot of time looking at indemnification clauses, and what we want to do is only not be indemnified if the wrongdoing is the sole negligence of the township. So that word was placed in there. So skipping down to F is the next big one. That is 17F. I think the numbers are off there. I'm going to have to correct that. It would be F. Again, this has to do with this clarifying that if it's a CLEC, they need to be authorized by the Board of Public Utilities. And the G deals with co-location. We added some language in there that indicates that it is the policy of the township to have co-location, and it's up to Verizon to try to work cooperating and to encourage co-location to the extent that they can. So that's the language. I think the thought process here was, you know, you've just gotten this, so you obviously need to read it. And so the thought is, you know, if you want to, submit any kind of written comments. I don't know if you want to set a time period for that. And then if you pick up another, you know, spelling error or typo error or some other issue, if it's a minor thing, if you want, we could just make that correction. If it's a major thing, then probably it would have to come back to the township committee. So the standard, if you wanted to go that way, that we would use is when you publish an ordinance, you're permitted, without having to re-advertise, if there's a grammatical change that it doesn't have a material impact. So that could be a standard if you want to use that in that way in terms of any changes, or you could just decide to do it at the next meeting, whatever you want to do. I don't know.
And I think just to add to that, the procedure that we've agreed to with Verizon is that we're going to send them the documents
yes.
comments. So I think the release that Dick is talking about is if we think this is close enough to get their comments, they may or may not have comments, but we could next week send this to them. If everyone agrees that, say, by Monday, that would be enough time for people to read this. We can't obviously collectively discuss it, but if individual comments go to Dick, and if then Dick determines that the comments are not substantial enough to cause another discussion, he would release it to Verizon.
I may share some of your comments with my mentor, who's sitting in the center of the room over there, because he's got an eagle eye and he does a great job. So,
I'm looking over there.
So I don't know if that requires a motion or just a...
I think, if you want to do that process, then you should have a motion to approve it, subject to whatever additional comments the township committee would have, if any become material. And then that way we can sort of have this one approved, subject to the changes. Mm-hmm. And if it's not right or we need some material changes based on township committee input to Karen, rather than not shared with everybody else, just directly to Karen, so we don't have an Open Public Meetings Act violation, then we can bring it back if need be, or if it looks pretty good to everybody except for maybe some grammatical stuff or language stuff, then we can send it off to Verizon. We're also going to send it off to the zoning officers just so he doesn't get assigned a new job without having any input in the process. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've gone through this so much that we've really tightened this thing up. I mean, I would have no problem getting it over to Verizon just to see what they would say about anything, because then you may have to comment back on something they say. Mm-hmm. It'll save time.
I feel the same way. I'm good with what we've done and the changes that we've made, and I think we've kind of hit everything we were fretting about, so I'm good with what I see right now. I just think that going forward down the road, logistically, we have to get the information to the subcode official and have that channel of communications open through Gail or someone so that they're the ones that see that neighbor, you know, at their department or the zoning. We have to make sure that we get that somehow on a checklist.
Right. And that, yes, and that probably would be in the subcode official's checklist, just like normally.
That's what we may have to add.
Yeah.
And that's with Gail, who hands it out. Yep. When they come for the permit.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the way it would be done normally when somebody comes in with a permit, to, you know, a construction code permit.
Yeah, we have a checklist.
Yeah, it goes to the zoning officer just to review it, to vet it, and that's exactly.
So we just got to make sure that goes through.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tom.
So I guess the motion that we're considering would be that comments could be sent to Karen if anyone has major or minor comments before end of day Monday, if that's agreeable to people, and then
it's reasonable for me.
Then Dick would decide if they fall under the category of substantial or minor enough to send it to Verizon after that.
So moved.
Yep. And you'll have a final shot at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the night that it's actually approved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Done with that. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is the lavatory addition to the museum. As you may know, today was the due date for bids and the bid opening. I would just report that we received one bid. This hasn't been vetted by the architect or by the lawyers yet, but just to report, one bid by a company named Brunswick Builders for a total amount, base bid. If you remember, there were a couple of alternate ones and twos, but the base bid amount was $147,450.
And I would suggest that we defer discussion into executive session on further consideration.
Say the amounts again.
$147,450.
Just what would be the executive session discussion? This is a bid, so.
I think to decide how we would go forward. It is a question.
Well, normally bids, unless there's a legal issue associated with them, we would normally do that in public session.
This has been open publicly right now, right here, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We can have that discussion right now.
I guess.
It's twice what we figured.
Right. That's the question.
Right. I think the answer is that should be publicly discussed.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that is something that would be appropriate for in a bid situation, unless there's a legal issue associated with it.
Okay. I guess the first question would be, I guess, for the committee, given the headline number, and as I noted, we haven't had legal review or architect review to decide if it actually matches the specifications requirements of the bid. But whether we expend, given the fact that it's outside of the budget that we had thought, whether we expend those resources or whether we...
I don't think you'll be able to drive
stop.
It down that much.
No, I don't think so either.
So.
And plus you have septic.
Either back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, does this include the septic? Or
no.
No.
It does not include the septic. So I guess, the other question is what alternatives do we have? If this bid is not, it doesn't fit into the scope of our project.
If the bid exceeds the amount of the architect's estimate, then it is appropriate to reject the bid. Is there just one bid? Huh?
There's just one bid.
Yeah. Reject the bid, if that's what you choose to do.
And what are our alternatives? I mean, to redesign the project? Or
once you reject the bid, you're free to do what you think is appropriate.
If we can put it out to bid again.
You can.
We could put the same design out to bid again.
You can. Okay. Yep.
Or.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And when you refer to if it exceeds the architect's estimate, we don't have a written architect's
as
estimate.
As long as the architect has given you a verbal at the same thing in another town, which I think that's a reasonable thing, as long as the architect will say, I thought this was going to come in at X.
Okay.
I came in 2X.
Okay.
You presumably had certain money set aside for it, mm-hmm. and if that amount has been exceeded, mm-hmm. then you're permitted to reject the bid.
Okay. Should we get the... this just was opened a few hours ago, so we should run this past the architect?
I would,
A letter just from him confirming...
And just get email, letter, whatever he says. Yeah, this is substantially more of it. And maybe the architect would want to take a look and say... Is it that the market is at a particular situation now? And Tom, you may have some thoughts on this, that where people are busy, and so if they look at the thing, they give a very high bid because they think, well, I got enough work anyway, and if I'm going to take this, I want to make a big profit off it. Or maybe the architect would sort of relook at the thing and say, well, maybe there's another way we can do this, or can we cut back? And how do we get it within the budget that the township feels is the appropriate budget for a project of this size.
Okay. That doesn't require any action here, then
I think you should just get a note back from the architect, and then at the next meeting you can do the appropriate action.
Okay, so that informs the committee. Right. I believe that is the end of the old business agenda, unless anyone else has old business.
No, I have none.
Then we're on to new business. The first item on the new business is the DPW manager has requested summer employees. You have a letter in your packet. He's seeking to advertise for 2 summer employees, which would be paid for out of the Clean Communities grant. I do have here with me the Clean Communities grant program, and I checked with the treasurer last night some information about that. As you know, the Clean Communities grant program is very limited. It's for use for litter abatement, really narrowly defined. So we have out of last year's allocation where we got ballpark $30,000 of Clean Communities grant money, we have about $5,000 left. Normally by this time, middle of May, they would have told us our allocation for the coming year. It hasn't been posted yet, so we don't have that full information. In the past few years, it's ranged between $25,000 and $30,000. It's depending on how the legislature funds it. So all that being said, the amount of the budget we have would pay for two summer help. The DPW manager, I asked him what projects these would be, and it would be to make his crew more efficient. The last couple of years, as you know, we've been down an employee or two. He's let a certain number of projects fall behind. Following up on a topic from last week, we talked about, for example, potential ash trees in the park that might need cutting, more activity. As long as they're not hanging over buildings where it would require a crane and a professional company, they cut trees, and this would allow them to do more projects like that. I did discuss as well, and I can mention it here, I think we all know that the cleanup day a couple of weeks ago where we had dumpsters at the DPW building was very well received. They filled 4.5 dumpsters, the DPW manager noted, especially since we hadn't had that activity for a number of years, to have a lot of success the first year, he felt showed that the community was very interested in that. So and that can be funded out of this Clean Communities grant. That cost roughly $3,500. So one thought is to schedule another cleanup day with dumpsters available in the fall, start to do it potentially twice a year. We would still have money for two employees out of this grant program. So anyway, long setup to see what the committee thinks about authorizing hiring one or two or no summer employees.
So even if you were to go, what you just said is if you did another fall cleanup, they had five dumpsters here this past time. You're saying five dumpsters again?
We filled 4.5. I would.
Could some of the clean community money go to that and a employee instead of two? Or you say we have enough to do?
I think there's enough to do two employees and the cleanup day. It may impact something else, though. It depends if we get $25,000 or $30,000. There's a little swing factor.
What if we just did three dumpsters this time? You
could do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I was concerned about with the dumpsters.
But this summer help would all be funded out of the Clean Communities grant.
That's the intention.
A lot of some of the people were saying that they didn't see the advertisement in time. They really wanted to go. So you might even get a bigger response the next time they do it.
I think it was well responded to, and it could be even more.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that worked out well, and I'd like to see it, do it again. That was good.
I think in the past we've done something like authorize advertising up to two employees. And over the next couple of weeks, as we get the resumes in, if we find out our number, we can then potentially.
I think the language should be that way and review what we have.
Any other discussion on authorizing advertising for up to two summer employees?
Yeah, I would like to, if you need a motion to advertise, have our DPW supervisor advertise for summer help that will be financed through the Clean Communities grant up to two summertime employees, part-time.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Very good. So the next new business is a resolution. Actually, it's just an agreement ratifying an agreement. The shared services agreement between Lebanon Township and the Lebanon Township Board of Education. As you may recall, last year we formalized the agreement. The township for decades has provided mowing of the fields and some snow plowing and the like for the school. And so we, understanding for our residents, it's coming out of the same tax dollar, but just to formalize which budget this work is on, we entered an agreement where we would provide those services for an annual fee of $20,000, paid $5,000 a quarter, and it's an annual agreement running September through June. So this is now renewing it for the 2017-2018 year. I guess we would be looking for a motion to...
I'll make a motion to accept the shared service agreement, Lebanon Township and the Lebanon Township Board of Education, and to authorize the Township Clerk and Mayor to sign it.
I'll second it.
Deputy Mayor.
Deputy Mayor.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Next item of business is related to the Environmental and Open Space Committee. Unfortunately, we've received a letter of resignation from one of the members, Deborah Goodsite. Due to other commitments, she regrets needing to resign her position. She hopes in the future to rejoin the position. Deborah Goodsite is a regular member with a 3-year term ending 2018. This resignation would trigger movement of one of the alternate members, Sharon Hardy from alternate 1 to take Deborah Goodsite's position, and Catherine Koch to move from alternate 2 into the alternate 1 position. So the motion would be to accept the resignation of Deborah Goodsite and the repositioning of the members as just described.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Deborah Goodsite and to accept the new order with Sharon as the
regular.
The regular. Marty is number 2.
No,
and Kathy is number 1.
Catherine Koch is number 2. Marty will be the next.
Right. The alternate 1 will move into a regular member.
Marty will be the next motion.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was the motion.
Mm-hmm. Well, second that we regret.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain?
Yes.
And so the next motion is that there's a gentleman who is interested in joining the Environmental Open Space Commission, Marty Collette, and he would join as the alternate 2 position.
And that's a mayor appointment, or is that a vote by the committee here?
I believe that's a vote by the committee, is what I understood.
Well,
I'll make motion that. By the committee.
Motion.
You made the motion.
Well, does the mayor have to appoint at his pleasure on this first before we? I don't know how it works.
We're talking about which
a new member of Environmental Commission.
There are categories of the environment. Let me take a look at the statute. And then if you can hold that off.
Okay, so then the next item on new business is a letter from the County Health Department relating to licensing of kennels, pet shops, shelters, and pounds. They tell us that they will be inspecting kennels, pet shop, shelters, and pounds starting in July, and therefore they are asking all towns to review the current ordinance to confirm that the ordinance complies with the requirements of NJAC 832A. So the motion that we would be looking for here would be to authorize the township attorney to review our ordinance as per the request from the county health department.
I'll make the motion to have you review the ordinance at the request of the county health department.
Okay.
Ordinances, I guess. Well,
second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Karen, will you send me the letter or whatever it is, the directive from the Department of Health, so I know exactly what you want us to do?
And I guess we'll move on to the presentation of vouchers. Will you?
I have none that qualify.
None that qualify?
I've got a couple from myself and from Mike Folder and from Mark's folder. So we've got from CMRS-FP, a postage advancement of $1,000 for our postal machine. New Jersey Health Benefit Plan for active employee benefits, $42,408.87. That's for the month of May. Retired benefits for the month of May, $2,659.78, for a total of $45,068.65. From Ardito and Company, the annual audit fee, the last installment, as well as the municipal court audit fee, for a total of $14,480. For cooperative communications, $1,033.36. And W.E. Timmerman parts for the DPW sweeper, $1,401.97. And, for example, that's an example of something that can be charged to the Clean Communities grant since it's related to cleaning up. And the last I have here is Quest Environmental Engineering Services for a total of $7,715. This is for having the wells capped at squad number one, and final sign-off moving into the next phase of remediation. It's never completely done, but it now goes to a much lower level of monitoring.
This is staples for basic supplies for $1,035.43, and I would like to thank the police department for clipping coupons. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's all I have.
And is there a motion to accept the vouchers?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Very good. Correspondence from the tax collector noting the receipts for year 2017, $733,125.42. Taxes received from year 2016, $40,117.18. Along with interest, year-end penalty and penalty interest, the total collections come to $787,380.31.
Appointment by the mayor.
So no committee vote?
Oftentimes, no. What happens if this is what the mayor wants? Mayor doesn't have to do that. But if it's the general consensus of the committee to support the appointment, some mayors like to have that vote also. But it's clearly a mayor's appointment.
Okay.
And you do have a common member with the planning board, right?
To the EOSC.
Environmental. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The chairman of the commission is on. Maybe just for formality, should we ask for a motion to support the mayoral appointment of Marty Collette? I assume I'm filling in for the mayor tonight, so the appointment is effective, or do we wait till the mayor?
I think it should be a mayor's appointment.
Okay, then should we wait?
Try not to get carried away here.
Nope.
Patience.
So we wait for the next meeting on this?
I think. Well, mayor can do it any time.
Oh.
He doesn't have to do it at a meeting.
Okay.
He just sends Karen a letter and says, I appoint whoever.
Should we then just motion recommending the mayor to appoint?
I think that's the way to handle
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that the mayor recommend the appointment and...
The committee recommend the appointment.
The committee recommend the appointment, the mayor appoint.
Yeah.
We
committee recommend whoever you want.
Yeah.
Marty Collette.
Yeah, Marty Collette.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, so now we're on to the public comment portion. Is there a motion to open?
I'll make a motion open to public comment.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 So now
quiet crowd tonight.
Anyone would like to make any public comment?
Yeah, I do.
Jack Gale, Lebanon Township, please. I just wanted to bring you up to speed on the speed limit proposal that we had talked about. I've been talking with Steve Reese, and he has responded with from the state. They have, going back to the 80s, supposedly there's some resolutions that have already been in place through the township, applied to the Department of Transportation for speed limit on resolutions for some of these roads. So we're trying to clarify what if there's already a resolution in place, so we can just put the sign up, or if it's something we have to kind of reinvent.
Mm-hmm.
So I just spoke with him today. He got back to me today, and we've been, maintaining a dialogue back and forth and working on it. So hopefully soon we'll have some kind of answer on that. So just want to keep
thank you.
On it.
Thank you very much.
And Mike, thank you very much for doing the swearing in tonight. You did an outstanding job. Appreciate it.
Thank you for all your work in recruiting her. I think it's a great addition for us. Any other public comments? Seeing none.
I'll make a motion to close the public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And with that, we will go into executive session. We've got a couple of topics related to personnel as well as collective bargaining, and no action is anticipated. Discussion.
And animal control.
And animal control.
Do you but you don't anticipate anything for animal control? You wait till the next meeting?
Yeah, because he's
got
the questions.
No problem.
And yeah.
Just wanted to clarify.
So
we need a motion.
Take a motion.
The reasons.
Authorize a resolution number 54, 2017, executive session.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 You guys showed up. I expected some kind of, you know, fire station here tonight. Had the whole crew here. You know,
an hour.
Yeah, so you're...
What? Oh, yeah.